Airway Heights officials say they hope to have the chemicals flushed out of the water system, but it may take as long as 10 more days. That after the city manager had said earlier this week he expected the job to take 28 hours. In the meantime, the water supply will not take in water from four wells shown to have concentrations of the chemicals. The community is getting some help from the Spokane aquifer to make up the difference. The chemicals were used in firefighting foam used by the Air Force for decades before being phased out in 2016. Now at least one private well owner has filed suit against the Air Force for contamination in her own well. Spokane attorney Andrew Biviano represents Milwi Haller Kanaga.
But they've been using the chemical in their firefighting efforts for years, going back many, many years. So basically everyone's discovered that it's not a recent problem. They've been ingesting this for years, perhaps even decades. And so there's a large concern from all the residents out there of what they've been suffering from thus far and what health effects might be suffering for the rest of their lives as a result of this.
A number of studies have linked the chemical to a variety of ailments in laboratory animals, including damaged organs. And the EPA found that the chemicals are carcinogenic to humans. The EPA had called for a phase-out of the chemicals 16 years ago. Laboratory tests have shown concentrations above 70 parts per trillion in at least 25 wells in Airway Heights. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.